I lay across Tripp as he lounges on the sofa, my head in his lap. It's sweltering hot outside, and he and I have opted to spend the day at my apartment, snuggled on the couch in relative air-conditioned comfort. But wow, it suddenly got really hot in here, even though I'm wearing nothing but a flimsy pair of cotton shorts and a tank top. It's too hot, even for a bra. I slide a hand up his neck and start playing with the hair behind his ear. I've always loved that spot, and I know it's the easiest way to turn him into putty, this beautiful man sitting on my couch. He leans his head into my hand as my palm flattens against the soft skin at his nape. He is looking at me intensely, and I feel my stomach drop. Tripp was my high school sweetheart, and I am struck with how insane it is that he can still manage to stir such a reaction in me after all these years. What? I ask. What's that look? His voice is sultry. His tone is teasing.
Layla, if you don't know by now, you never will.
Now what? I ask, the picture of complete innocence. Tripp knows that I'm full of it, but plays along anyway.
That look, he starts in, is me thinking about every dirty little thing I'm going to do to you, and you know it.
He's right. I do.
What might some of those things be?
Well, first, I'm going to slide this shirt off your body. Slowly.
He glides a hand underneath my tank top, his fingers splayed across the small of my back. I am jolted by the feel of his palm against my bare skin, electrocuted by his touch.
And then I'm going to help you get rid of these little bitty shorts.
His fingertips slip just under the edge of my waistband, and the electric charge travels a tad lower.
And when I have you down to nothing but these tiny cotton panties, I'm going to...
He drops his head to nip at my earlobe and whispers,
make you cook me some dinner.
I start to laugh, loving how we have always been able to crack each other up and smack his arm. You're such a jerk.
Yeah, but you love me anyway,